Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ted Fishman. Ted's a great longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 10 years. He's been joining us. He's the author of China Inc., which is an outstanding book, still a standard, a watershed book, and his Shock of Gray book, which is about the aging of the world's population. If you want to know about which way the demographics are going globally, folks, that's the book. Ted, thanks again for being here. But we're talking today about currency. Ted's a commodities expert, and currencies sure are part of the commodity marketplace. And Ted, one of the things that I know you've been tracking lately has been the behavior of the Chinese. They've been bad actors with their currency for a long time now, manipulating theirs. But you also are going to talk to us about how small businesses are impacting currency trends. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, one of the things that small businesses have over large businesses is that they can be very nimble and act quickly. And this has been shown to great effect with the changes in the Chinese currency. Now, Chinese currency has had a long run-up until a couple of years ago where it really changed the nature of importing from China, doing business in China, because it had a 10% run. But it's also, a 20% run. But now it's down around 10% from where it was a year ago. Huh. And the Chinese government is very keen on reducing the currency risk to Chinese businesses. And one of the things that they're doing is encouraging foreign businesses to do business in Chinese currency rather than sending dollars to China.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several advantages to this. One is that it can reduce your currency risk. When there's an interesting study from HSBC recently in which they looked at 1,600 companies from around the world and 106 in the U.S., and it turns out that among the U.S. companies that are doing business in Chinese currency, it's almost entirely small businesses.
Huh. When you say small businesses, these are not just Chinese small businesses.
No, these are American small businesses.
Ted, I've interviewed a number of American small businesses who are doing business in China.
Well,
a number of different ways. They're exporting, or they're setting up shop over there. They're manufacturing. A number of them are small businesses who are doing that. So you're saying a number of American small businesses are foregoing the exchange and actually doing business in China back and forth in the yuan.
Right, and there's one key advantage to this is that as an American small business, you think about your currency risk, but you also have to think about how your Chinese suppliers or customers are dealing with their own currency risk. So
right.
If you're paying them in dollars or expecting dollars from them in return, they're building in a kind of risk premium.
Right.
In their dollar
so
transactions.
It's an inflated transaction, whereas if everybody can trade in the same currency, you'll get better value.
Yeah, you'll get better value from the Chinese.
Yeah, but then you at some point in time, if you're an American, you're going to want that money repatriated.
Yeah, or reinvest in China. You might reinvest
it in
your Chinese business,
right?
Or do business with another part of the world where the currency
tracks
closer with China. And it's absolutely something to consider.
And of course. Obviously, these aren't tiny small businesses, right, that are doing business in China. They're small businesses, but they've got enough critical mass they can afford to have part of their liquidity tied up, their assets tied up in China.
Yeah, and it's getting easier, Jim, because actually the Canadians, the Toronto Exchange, has just made it possible to clear all. They have a currency exchange entirely in RMB.
So are you saying that because of these practices that you're reporting to us about and appear to be espousing, because of these practices, that this could actually make it easier and more profitable for small businesses to do business in China?
Yeah, not only easier, more profitable, but also more regular, more planable. So what you want...
If you trust the Chinese government.
Yeah, well...
Which is capital I, capital F.
That's true. All you have to do is really trust your suppliers or your partners on the other end.
Right.
The whole idea of a currency strategy is to allow you to plan your business so that you're not becoming a kind of stealthy currency speculator. You're doing what you do best, which is running your business.
And the advantage of what you're talking about is if I'm giving someone a proposal to fulfill something that will take 3 to 6 months to do it, if we're both operating on the same currency, then I don't have to worry about, as you alluded to earlier, I don't have to pad, I don't have to protect myself in the proposal with a padded price.
That's right.
Or
you could pad it less because you will have had a strategy. You'll have set the price in today's money, have a currency strategy. Your cost will remain the same through the transaction.
And you can tell your vendors, your suppliers and your contractors, you can call them up, straighten them out if they try to do the same thing to you. If they try to pad their prices, you can say, look, I'm doing business with you in your currency. You know, let's get serious about this. Let's get real.
That's right. It makes both parties much less susceptible to risk.
And is this the kind of thing you'd recommend in euros?
I would recommend it in any of the currencies that you're currently doing a lot of business in.
Interesting. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com, right, Ted?
That's right.
TedCFishman.com. China Inc., Shaka Gray. Those are his two books, and they're outstanding. Tintail, stay with us.
I've never seen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.